So Chelsea was at lunch the other day.
Mm-hmm. I went to get a sandwich at a food establishment. I walked in and I asked for a chicken Caesar salad wrap. Okay, so wrap. Keep that in mind.
Okay.
There's a girl probably on her second day of the job, which I get it. You know, you don't like know the in and outs yet. You don't really know what you're doing.
Gotcha.
She's putting the chicken in and doing it, and then she tries to fold it, and it just like falls apart.
Yeah, folding a burrito is tough or a wrap.
It does take skill.
But she like overstuffed it, so it's like falling apart. And I'm like, it's fine, you know. She's trying to do it, and like she tries to like just like give it to me. I'm like, well, is there someone who can like in the back who can like help you fold it? So I hear a guy in the back, and I worked in the food industry for like ever. Uh-huh. So I know what these sounds sound like. I hear a guy swooshing one of those mops in one of those plastic bins, right?
Mm-hmm.
This guy comes out, he is the manager, looks at my sandwich, looks at me, and goes, I go, he's not going to do it. He's not going to do it. He's not going to do it. With his bare hands that I heard him just mopping with, goes to fold my wrap with his bare hands. Doesn't put on gloves, nothing. And I'm not a huge germaphobe, but that's disgusting, right?
Did the first girl, did she have gloves on?
She had gloves on.
Okay.
But she's trying to fold it, and I'm not upset about that. She didn't know what she was doing.
Do you think that he was touching the actual mop that mopped the floor with his hands? Or just the handle?
I could hear him wringing out the mop in the bucket. So he folds it, and I let him like fold it, and I'm just like in disbelief. And I've never walked out of a restaurant before. I looked at him and I go, I'm not even a germaphobe, and I'm walking out right now. And he looks at me like, what? I'm like, you just touched it with your bare hands. And they both looked at me like I was crazy, and I walked out. Now here's my thing. Kelly, you don't know if he washed his hands, or you don't know if he just scratched his bum.
Agreed. Most food workers need to, I mean, you have
he
to have
gloves
when you're wrapping food.
Right.
So what are you trying to decide?
So I'm trying to decide if I should call, because he's the manager, if I should call corporate and be like, this happened at this location with this manager. But here's the thing, and this is the debate going on in my mind right now. That's disgusting. I don't want that to happen to someone else. But on the other hand, what if he's like a single dad with like two kids and he loses his job and then he has no income and like that's my fault?
Are you going to be an American hero, or are you going to ruin some guy's life?
I don't know.
Immediately in my mind, I'm thinking Kelly's just going to let it go.
Yeah, I just,
are you?
Yeah.
Because that's so disgusting in my mind. Like that is, I would never ever touch somebody's sandwich. What?
I am non-confrontational.
Text messages at 502-571-9970. I'm going to try to give this as much animation as it was written. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Bruh.
Oh, no.
I'm going to tell you this. If someone did that to me, I swear on my fam, I'm going to touch him with my bare hands, cross his face, believe that. I hope I gave it justice. I hope I gave it justice.
Oh my God.
That's the most amazing.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hey, so what should she do? Should she like go up top and call corporate? What, like how should she approach that?
Let's go over his head. Because I used to work in food service for 11 years, and I didn't become a germaphobe until I took the classes to become, you know, certified food safety.
Yeah, I got
to
be honest. Even when I see restaurants that have like that B and C rating, if I really like it, I'm going to take my chances.